Yeah, well, to the Havelock North Water Contamination Report, a government inquiry has found Hastings District and Hawke's Bay Regional Councils are jointly to blame for the outbreak, which was probably caused by rain washing sheep feces into a stream connected to a faulty council aquifer. Hastings Mayor Lawrence Yule has been at the Hastings District Court hearing today. And Lawrence, evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Evening, Larry.
So you accept the criticism levelled here?
Yes, we do. We were encouraging of this inquiry, and I've sat in the court for a lot of the hearings, and I believe it's a fair result.
So, in a nutshell, failing to monitor compliance, not a high enough standard of care, knowledge of the aquifer and risks was below standard, those kinds of things. You're okay with those criticisms?
Those particular ones you're referring to are actually criticisms of the Hawke's Bay Regional Council. But it's fair to say there are criticisms of the Hastings District Council as well.
I thought the criticisms were similar to the regional councils.
They are similar. But importantly, none of those failings actually resulted in the contamination, and the judge was very clear on that. There's certainly a number of failings have been identified and room for improvement, but none of those failings resulted in the contamination.
Why do you think, in hindsight, why do you think it came to all of this? Because there was a similar outbreak in 1998.
There was a similar outbreak in 1998, but it was identified as coming from a different source. So in 1998, the allegation was that the water got down the top of a bore and contaminated the bore. This latest contamination is highly likely to have come from a dry dam that's about 80 metres away that was filled up with water in a flood event containing sheep feces while the pump was on. And we now know there is a direct hydraulic connection that was unknown until the investigation found it in December of last year.
All right, so I think they are saying that, okay, there were a lot of failings, but they didn't directly cause the problem, but they could have contributed to the outbreak, right?
Correct, yes, yeah. Correct.
So what's in place now to prevent this happening in the future?
Well, a number of things that we've done, actually most of the things that the inquiry has suggested, because we sat through the hearings. But importantly, I think that this is a much bigger issue for New Zealand now. The judge has said that actually the treatment of drinking water needs to be more akin to airline safety or medical sort of procedure safety than it currently is. So that will be part of the stage two review, which is about to get underway. So I think what is effectively being said is if you have untreated water systems, the management of the catchment and the aquifer where you source the water will have a much higher degree of scrutiny than it's ever had in the past.
Right, and that's fair enough. That's a good thing. Thank you for coming on the program, Lawrence. Good to talk to you. That is Lawrence Yule, the Hastings Mayor. It is now 5:21.